It's been a fantastic weekend to share with you. Both Helen and I loved yesterday morning. I know a number of you will have been here yesterday and hopefully were encouraged by the things that we looked at. And to come here today, Andy said to me, he said, you've got 15 minutes. There's a lot to get in. We've got another service afterwards. So having prepared two 45, 50-minute sessions yesterday, 15 minutes is going to be a challenge. So I'm keeping out of his eye line especially, so I can't see when he's saying, wrap it up. He's rocking already, he's in trouble. I wanted to share with you some more this morning and kind of building a little bit on the things that we did yesterday, but don't worry if you weren't there yesterday morning. I hope it was a real encouragement to you yesterday if you were with us, but you know, isn't it great when we look and see the things that we can give thanks to God for when we come to, particularly when we come to harvest? It's something that we need to do all the time, but particularly at harvest, to have that opportunity to say thank you to God for all that he's done. You might have felt that the 1 Corinthians reading may be a little bit stranger than normal. I tried to think as I was preparing about different things, and partly in context to what I was talking about yesterday. Now, yesterday I spoke about having a heart. There were four things in particular that I focused on. I talked about having a heart for God and the importance of having a heart for God. I talked about having a heart for his word, which, do you know, his word is just so amazing. And as we've heard it this morning, I can never get over how wonderful God's word is and how living and appropriate it is. But I also talked about having a heart for people, and there were two sections in particular that I spoke about. I talked about having a heart for people here within God's community, a community of believers together, but I also talked about having a heart for people outside of God's community. Jesus spoke often about it as being seeking and saving the lost. Now, I don't know where you're at this morning. I don't know whether you would class yourself as within God's community, loving God and loving his son. And we looked at Deuteronomy where it said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength or might, which is actually not just everything within you, but actually all the resources at your disposal as well. It's loving God with everything. And we've said that. We've spoken those words this morning. So, you know, it's about having a heart for people, and especially people outside. And if you feel that you're not quite there, then I would say to you this morning, God has a heart for you, and he wants your heart to be turned to him. But as I was thinking about that and speaking yesterday, I thought, you know, that's something we do need to focus on here, because as we're thinking about the harvest and as we're thinking of bringing things in, and especially with that gospel reading from Matthew, where it was talking about sowing the seed and the different hearts that it fell in, different soil that it fell in, it's appropriate for us this morning to be thinking of those things. Now, I'm not a gardener. I don't give any impression that I know what I'm talking about in the garden. I don't mind doing a little bit of hard work in the garden. And Helen and I we've done some alterations on our house that has meant that part of our garden has needed some attention from scratch. So some of you might know what that's like. You know, you've got a part of your garden where it's from scratch and you've got to start it all up. And I have it on very good authority. Actually, my mother-in-law in particular is good in the garden. I have it on good authority that there are particularly four areas that you need to do when you're starting from scratch in gardening. There's preparing the soil, there's sowing the seed, there's cultivating the soil and reaping the harvest and enjoying what grows. And I thought, well, you know, there's a spiritual realm to that as well, isn't there, really? And especially when you're thinking about having a heart for people. So I thought, I'm just going to spend a few minutes just thinking a little bit about that. Not from any experience that I have in terms of gardening, but a little bit of experience in terms of handling God's word and sharing some of those things. So as we go into that and start to do that, my prayer would be for us this morning that our hearts would be open to what God wants to say, and that we would take on board any promptings that he might say. So can I just ask, as we go into this, let's just briefly pray and ask God to help us, because he does promise that he'll do that for us. Lord, thank you so much for the opportunity this morning to gather together. Thank you so much for your word that just teaches us everything we need to know about you and about how we should live your way. This morning, Lord, will you open our minds and our hearts to your message, and take the words that I speak and those that are not helpful to us, help us to forget them. But will you, through your spirit, help us to see what it is that you want us to learn this morning. Amen. So, very briefly then this morning, spiritual growth and a heart for loving people outside of God's family, a heart for those that are lost. How can we be faithful witnesses in loving those who don't have a heart for God? Because that's what Jesus was speaking about in Matthew, and that's certainly what Paul is speaking about in Corinthians. The verses that we looked at, 1 Corinthians 3, 5 to 9, and what Paul is saying, he says, yeah, who is Apollos? Who am I? You know, he's really emphasizing at the beginning that we can sometimes place too much importance on self and how important we are. We have a fantastic privilege that God wants to reach people and us to be involved in that process. But one of the things Paul is saying here in Corinthians is don't overstate your importance. Yes, we need to be faithful, but actually who changes hearts? Who grows the seed? Whether that's a physical seed or whether that's a spiritual seed, it's God. So it's that can be quite a liberating thing for us to know that, do you know, somebody's salvation, somebody being saved is not our responsibility, but we have a part to play. And I think I wanted to state that right at the very beginning, that we have a role to play, but we need to pray so much because it's God that changes hearts. And that can be really liberating for us as we try to be faithful witnesses. So, I guess this morning I want to say, have a heart for people. Have a heart for people, particularly people who don't know God now. And there will be loads of people that you know who don't have a heart for God now. And the importance, we need to prepare the soil. We need to do what we can. And there are two things in particular that we need to do in preparing the soil. We need to pray. We need to pray for them. And so I would ask you this morning, even in the moments while I'm speaking, think of people you know who don't know the Lord now. Think of people who you know have just not committed to God, haven't seen who he is and what he's done for him, for you. So pray, and we need to do that. But actually, the second thing is we need to have a presence. Yes, God grows the seed, but actually he wants us to be involved. And the presence is about getting involved with those who are lost. And not just being friends to them, but actually being witnesses to them through your lives, through your attitude, through your words, through your caring, through your heart. And actually, it's a job for all of us. I know there's a real danger that we can think, you know, we've got ministers, we've got full-time people who are, and that's their job to go and do that. But actually, no. The Bible is clear. It's the role for all of us to have a heart and to be a presence with others in terms of sharing God and being faithful witnesses. So I would say, first of all, prepare the soil. Get involved in people's lives, and with your heart for God and a heart for his word, share with others about God. Take those opportunities that come up. And that kind of has moved us into sowing the seed as well. So in a garden, you get the seed in and you water them and you do all those things. But simply put, we need to put God's word at the center of all things in our whole lives. Put it right there. That means we need to read it. We need to study it. We need to share with others about it. We explored yesterday about having a heart for God's word and sharing it and getting that real passion. And I have a real passion for God's word. I mentioned yesterday that the disciples on the way to the road to Emmaus after Jesus had died and was raised again, and hopefully some of you will remember that story really well. Their words to the other disciples afterwards were, didn't our hearts burn within us when Jesus explained to us from the scriptures, from the Old Testament, everything about him? And my prayer has been all weekend for you that your hearts would burn as you understand God's word, and he will show you his word. But we're not to keep that to ourselves. We've got to actually then share that. We've got to share that with others. We don't have to be pushy about that, But we do need to take the opportunities that God gives us to share those things. A heart for his word, sharing it in every and any situation. And I guess a question that I would ask this morning is, are you looking for opportunities to share God's word with others? Because actually that's what God wants us to do. He wants us not to keep it to ourselves, but to share it to others. So prepare the soil, sow the seed, and then God says, cultivate the soil. Now, I'm an instant person. I like things to happen quickly. So I guess I was a little bit disappointed in the garden when I planted the seeds and it took ages for them to come up, those that did come up. And I kind of stood and watched, but actually my mother-in-law told me that I needed to do some work still as well, and I had to still keep doing stuff in the garden. And so I guess we're quite an instant people, aren't we, today? But actually cultivating the soil is being patient and still being faithful and still working, because growing the seed can take a long time. God's timing, we know from Scripture, is perfect. When the right time is there, he will bring that seed to fruition. Unfortunately, most of the time, we have no idea how long that's going to be. So part of cultivating the soil is, for change hearts to happen, is being patient. It's about persevering. It's about carrying on doing the things that need to be done. Obviously, in the garden, it's just weeding and caring for those things and watering and continue to do those things. But actually, in terms of God's word, it's continuing to do those things of sharing it, staying faithful and consistent in all that we do. We need to be faithful witnesses in sharing our heart for God and heart for his word, and stay persistent in loving those who haven't got a heart for God yet. Jesus set an amazing example. As you read through the Gospels, you will actually see the amazing example that he set in cultivating the soil. He was called a friend to tax collectors and sinners. Now, when the Pharisees said those things, they didn't mean it as a compliment. But actually, it shows us where Jesus' heart was. It was for people who were lost. In fact, when he went to see Zacchaeus, his actual words were, "I have come to seek and to save the lost." And actually, Jesus wants us to have that same heart, to seek and to save the lost. And we have those in our immediate friendship and family groups. But Paul also set us an example as well. Later on in Corinthians, he talks about how he will be all things to all men. He says, "I'm a Jew to the Jews and a Gentile to the Gentiles, and I try and find anything I can in common with them." He had a real heart and a focus to be what he could be to everyone for the purpose and the desire of winning people to Christ. And actually, cultivating the soil is about us doing the same, to try and find things in common with our friends, to be able to take those opportunities. Cultivating the soil is about trying to help and continue to be a presence with those whose the seed has been sown to. Which brings us finally to reaping the harvest. Isn't it a joy when you see things come up? The things that you've planted, and you can might see them on the packet and see it's a nice colourful plant of some kind, and when they start to come up, and you get the joy of them as they come up. In terms of harvest, when you're growing something for food or whatever, and you see the harvest come up, and then you can reap the harvest. A spiritual harvest is the result of God's work. The Bible is clear in that. It's God's word in work in the heart of people. It's clear from the parable of the seed and the sower that we read earlier that some people's hearts are good soil and others, it's not so good. You've got the thistles and the hard ground and the path. But actually, we need to do all we can to help that seed to go into good soil. God will make that good soil grow into something beautiful and living. And actually, when God does that, we can give him thanks and praise. When someone accepts it and continues to mature, then we can give praise to God for that. This morning, I want us to perhaps have a little bit of a thought for those around us, I've said already, that don't have a heart for God now. And I want to ask you to pray for people faithfully. Do what you can. pray that God would change hearts and that we would see those hearts changed. That those we love and know who are lost would come to him and faith in him. And this harvest especially, we want to see a harvest, don't we, of people turning back to God. When it happens, continue to support and encourage them to grow in maturity. But let me remind you again, God says this is a job for all. It's not just for the clergy, for those that are in full-time employment. It's for all of us. Yesterday I said that God wants two things for us. He wants us to be disciples, to grow in our relationship with him and deepen that relationship. But he also says, I want you to be disciple makers too. I want you to be involved in people's lives that their hearts can come to me. So I guess in summary, I would say, have a heart for people who you know who are lost to God. Pray for them. Do what you can to help them to see God. He wants us to have a heart for them. Pray for them daily. Be a presence with them constantly. But also ask God to help you to be faithful witnesses in your life and in your words, and especially in sharing God's words. Let me pray as we finish here. Father, thank you so much for the work that you do. Thank you, Lord, that you change hearts. Lord, we don't know when or how that might happen, but we pray that you would help us to be faithful in loving you, faithful in loving your word, faithful in loving especially people that we know close to us that don't have a heart for you. And will you help us to be faithful in sharing your word and sharing it in our actions, in our words, in fact, in everything that we are. And will you take us from today with that real heart for seeing people turn back to you? In Jesus' name, amen.